Hey everybody, it's JR Bell from I Got Your Six Podcast. And this episode of season 9, we're going to be talking to you about things that are going to motivate you, going to help you become this effective person that you need to be. Because each and every one of us out here needs to be who we are, what we are meant to be. Your life is a gamble, and gamble is our lives. This is where I'm going to help you. I'm going to motivate you. I'm going to inspire you. I'm going to help you achieve your unlimited potential. But first, let's get into it. It's motto time. Hey, remember this. Rich people, poor people. Poor people like rich. Rich people like poor. Think about when it comes to tax time. Pay your bills. Don't rob Peter to pay Paul. Hey, you only have one life to live. You live your life to the fullest. You are the king. You are the eyes of the prize. There's no one more valued than you. Remember that. All right. Hey, let's get into it. Right now, in season 9, I want to tell you something right now. Listen carefully. This is something that I want you to understand. I want you to know about something that's going to go on in life. I want you to tell you something. I want to tell you a little tip, a little trick, and a little thing that you need to understand and need to motivate you. Hey, remember this. My daddy always says this. Never quit your day job while conquering the world. Also, remember this. Time is money. Money is time. Wasting time, you're wasting my money. We don't want to do that. Don't want to waste anybody's time or anybody's money. Think about that. Hey, like I always say, rich people, poor people. Poor people like rich, rich people like poor. Think about it when it comes to tax time or paying your bills. Don't rob Peter to pay Paul. I strongly stress that and I mean that. All right, let's get into it. Listen, we're going to get down to the nuts and bolts of everything. He who has the gold rules the world. You are the castle of your kingdom, and your kingdom is your castle. You are the one that's success. Success is measured by what you do. Let me tell you something. Robert Kiyosaki, the guy who wrote that book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, a great book. But let me tell you something. What's even greater than that? It's this one. There's a book called Can't Hurt Me Now. Can't Hurt Me. That book right there is by the one and only David Goggins. And the reason why I say I like that book, the reason why I say I stress that book right there, you want that book, because that book right there by David Goggins is a really good book. It's a good motivational book. It will help you. It will help you. It will motivate you. It will inspire you. It will enrich you. It will have you on pins and needles. That is the book that you need right there. Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. That is the book you need. The reason why I say you need that book, because that book right there will help you to understand something that's going to motivate you. Whatever you need to do to get motivated, that's going to be motivation for you. That's your motivation. That's your keys right there, all right? And that's the one that's going to help you achieve your dream, all right? Your dream, not my dream, your dream. It's going to help you achieve the dreams that you want in life. So here's what I want you to do. We're going to start doing things a little bit better. So we're going to start putting things into perspective, okay? Here's how we're going to do it. You're going to wake up. You're going to get sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. So you're going to wake your ass up. You're going to wake your happy ass up because this is the day. This is your day. Today is your day. Today is your day to change everything about you. Because no matter what you decide to do, this is what you decide to do, okay? You decided to wake up, okay? You decided to wake up. There's no decisions that anyone can ever make but you made. You make this decision to decide that you wanted to wake up. You wanted to become the better person in life. So this is what I'm talking about. Wake your ass up. Get up. Get off that table. Get off that couch. Whatever you're doing, get up. I'm tired. Yes, we're all tired. But this is what I'm also going to say. Stop being tired. Change the way your mindset is. Let me tell you something. Change that mindset. Change the way you think. Okay? If you think like, oh my God, I am so tired. I just don't have the money. Oh, I don't have this. Oh, I don't have this. I can't afford that. Let me tell you something. The shoulda, coulda, woulda, that's out the door. You're tired? Stop being tired. Let me tell you something. If you don't like working for someone, then work for yourself. If you don't like working for someone, work for yourself. I'm going to stress that. If you don't like working for someone, do work for yourself. If you don't like the boss coming down on you, telling you, hey, JR, like an example. Hey, JR, this is what I want you to do. Pick that trash up and pick it up now. And if you don't like doing that, then work for yourself. Okay? Work for yourself. Become the better person. Work for yourself. Create your own opportunities. Create your own job. Become the greatest person in the world. Become the beast that you want to become. And wake your happy ass up and work for yourself. I'm telling you right now, work for yourself. When you work for yourself, guess what you do? No one can tell you what you can and cannot do. No one can tell you when to get up. So if you want to get up at, say, 6 in the morning, you can get up at 6 in the morning. If someone says you want to get up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you can do that because you're working for yourself. But also remember one thing. You also are also going to be doing things that only you can do. So that means if you're only working for those many hours, you're not making any money. Oh, but if you don't care because you have this dream that you are going to be successfully wealthy, then yes, go right ahead. If you think that you can make a lot of money with only limited resources, go right ahead. No one's stopping you. No one's going to stop you from achieving your dream. Only but you can stop yourself. Because listen, let me tell you something. David Goggins always says, get into Goggins mode. In one of my earlier podcasts, I always say, get into that mindset. Get into center. Get into that core value. Get into a value of saying, get into a beast mode. You need to wake up. Get into beast mode. Get into that mindset that today is the day that you're going to change your life. Today is the day that you're going to say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to achieve the inevitable dream. And I'm going to become rich. That's what you need to do. I need to become successfully wealthy. That's what you need to do. I need to wake my happy ass up and to become successfully wealthy. You want to have that residual of wealth. You want to have generational wealth. Then you need to get out there and you need to start hustling. Get into that grind mode. Get into beast mode. Grind. Put out that work. Work hard. There's people, I've always said this. There's, you know, and let me tell you something. All these gurus say one thing. They all say the same thing. One thing they always say. They always talk about this one key factor. And the key factor they talk about is, they talk about the one thing that everyone talks about. It's called the law of attraction. Like attracts like. That's what they talk about. Now, I'm not going to tell you about that law of attraction crap. We're not going to talk about that. You know, the book, The Secret, and all that stuff called The Law of Attraction, and how you can have successful generational wealth and how you can achieve your abundance of dreams and stuff. Well, we're not going to mention that. Reason being is because I don't want you to understand. I'm not here to talk about that. We're not here to dwell on that. We're not here to put efforts in that. We're not here to do anything but what you are supposed to do. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you. And what I'm going to tell you is how you can achieve your generational wealth. First and foremost, you got to be able to tell yourself that today is the day that you're going to wake up. Today is the day that you're going to wake up and you're going to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. Today is the day that you're going to get up and you're going to tell yourself, I must stop working for someone else. Or here's an example. I need to stop working for the man and start working for myself. That's what you need to do. You need to wake up and tell yourself, I need to stop working for... I need to stop working for the man and start working for myself. I need to stop working for the man and start working for myself. Do you understand that? I need to stop working for the man and start working for myself. Okay? So when you decide to stop working for the man and work for yourself, guess what's going to happen? You are going to achieve your abundance of dreams. You're going to achieve everything that you always asked for. Your wealth is going to be coming your dream, your drive. You're going to have that, you're going to have that chutzpah. You're going to have that car. You're going to have the car that you always wanted. You're going to have the house you always wanted. You're going to have the amount of money you always wanted. And how are you going to have that? Is that you are going to do something that no one else ever done. You're going to achieve the dream that you always wanted. Who said you can? Who said you can never have too much? Live your life as if you, as if, live your life as if it was, if it was, if today was the last day that you had to live on this earth. I will tell you that. The reason why I tell you that, wow, it was packed. The reason why I'm telling you that is because I want you to understand something. Live today as if it was your last day on earth. I will tell you that any and every day. Live today as if today was the last day on earth. If today was your last day on earth and you had nothing else to live for, live it like that. Live it to the fullest. Because that's right. They're giving away the car today. That's why everybody's here. They're giving away the car. Yeah, they're giving away the car. They're giving away that car. So, gotta go all the way up to the top. Yeah, gotta go all the way up to the top. You gotta go all the way up to the top. They're giving away that car. Yeah, sorry. I work for the man. See, I end up working for the man. Seriously, I work for the man. The reason why I work for the man is because I have no choice. Because I have no choice, because in life, I need bills that gotta get paid. In order to pay my bills, I need to work for the man. So that's how I look at it. I work for the man. And that's how my bills get paid, because that's how I do things. And that's how I live my life. I'm one of these ones that I just, people ask me, well, why do you work for the man? Why don't you work for yourself? Well, yeah, that's coming. That's also coming. I am going to be working for myself, but not now. But now I work for the man, because I had no choice. Yes. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, I told y'all, you gotta get up. Wake yourselves up. I want you to understand one thing. I want you to understand something that's gonna motivate you. Alright? I want you to notice something. Today is your last day. So I'm going to tell you right now. Today's your last day. I want you to wake up. Wake yourself up. Dust yourself off. I want you to get a good night's sleep. Because when you wake up, it's a new day. It's a new day, a new ball game. Wake yourself up. You're going to become this better person. Don't let no one do anything to change you. Okay? Change yourself. All right? Change yourself. Change everything about you. Get it? Change everything about you. Change your history. Lessons today. What you learned yesterday, it's a new day. Learn something new every day. Learn. Apply the method. Allow me to tell you something. Let me tell you a good method. today, I'm going to give you a lesson to learn. Day one. Right? To tell you, look, here's what I want you to do. I watched this. I read this from David Goggins. Get a mirror. Go to the bathroom. You have to use the bathroom. Unless you share a roommate or something, then that's different. If you have a room, if you have a bathroom by yourself or have a mirror, put on your mirror. Today is my day. Say on that mirror, today is my day. Tell yourself affirmations. Keywords that's going to help you grow in your business. Today is your day. Not tomorrow. Today is. Today's the day that you're going to change yourself. Surround yourself with key people around you. If one person's negative, surround yourself, get rid of that person, and surround yourself with someone that's going to be positive. If that person is your better half, then you need to surround yourself with friends that are going to motivate you. Motivate you to become successful who you are. Be the person that you need to be. Be the person that you were meant to be. Everything that you were meant to be, you need to do that. I'm always say this. The key to success is surrounding yourself with people that's going to help you. That's going to motivate you. It's going to help you achieve your dream. Achieve your wealth. Here's the thing. The 0.1% of the most wealthiest people fail. You got to fail to become succeed. Elon Musk, he failed. In a lot of business ventures. He failed. But he also succeeded. Roy Kroc, the guy who pioneered McDonald's. People always think of, who founded McDonald's? It wasn't Roy Kroc, it was the McDonald brothers. What he did was he saw an industry that needed fixing. He saw a glitch in the matrix of the industry, and he fixed that. So what I'm going to tell you, look at an industry that needs fixing and fix it. That'll achieve your wealth. You're saying, well, I don't know what I want to do. Here's what I say. Start a podcast. Start a YouTube channel. Have some generational wealth. Have some digital real estate. You got to do things to better yourself. When you better yourself, you'll become the better person. And when you become the better person, you'll become the person that you're meant to be. You'll become this great person. Because he who has the gold rules the world. That's the golden rule. And if you want to have that golden rule, you need to have that gold. And you want to be the kingdom of your castle? To become the kingdom of your castle, is you need to have generational wealth. Leave a legacy. Everything that you need to do, it's a priority. Put everything into perspective. Today is your day to wake up. I'm here to tell you right now, you need to wake up. Wake yourself up. Get up. Get off your lazy butt. And start doing things. Put everything into perspective. Because today is your day to change things. We're going to tell you. Change your mindset. It's a balance what you got to do. Change the way you think. Here, I'm going to help you. Tell yourself, today is my day. I freaking must achieve my dream. I gotta change the way I think. So I'm gonna change the way I think. Today is your day. Change everything about you. You wanna be successful? Change your way of thinking. I must be successful. I must do something. I'm tired. Stop being sick and tired. When you get to the point where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, that's when you will change things. So today is the day. I'm telling you, today is your day. Change your way of thinking. Today is your day. Change your mindset. Because today is your day to be successful. I'm here to tell you right now. Today is your day. Wake up. Wake the freak up. Get up. Get off your lazy butt. And become this person that you meant to be. Because nothing in life is free. Nothing's given. He who must receive it will give it. If you believe it, you can conceive it. Your mindset has to have a mindset of everything that you do. So when you decide that you want to wake up, wake your ass up. Wake your happy ass up. Get up off your lazy butt and start putting efforts into becoming the better person you can become. Nothing, no one is here to, no one's going to give you anything. No one promised you a rose garden. Nothing is given to you free. If you think that everything in life is free, it's not. Wake up. Wake your ass up. Get off your lazy ass and start working on how you can achieve your thing. You're like, oh, well, I'm waking up and what do I do? I don't know how do I'm going to do this. Wake up. Be sick and tired. Get sick and tired of being sick and tired and you will become this great person. That's what I'm talking about. You need to wake up. Wake your happy ass up. Your dream, turn your dreams into reality. If you want to start your own business, start your own business. You're like, well, what do I do? Get on social media. Get on the internet. How do I start a business with no money? Find stuff. How do I get things for free? Find it. Do your homework. Generational wealth. Do your homework. Do your homework. Because today is your day to wake up. Wake your ass up and become the better person. He who has the gold rules the world. I'm going to stress that. You need to wake up. All right? Because today is the day that you decide that you are going to do whatever you can do to be better. Better yourself. Put yourself into perspective. Listen, I'm going to tell you. I'm here to help you. We're going to grow together. Start this business venture together. Start a podcast. Start a YouTube channel. Start an Instagram. Oh, allow me to tell you something that's going to help you. Listen carefully. How would you like to be able to say, I've done it? Let me help you. First thing I want you to do is, you want to say you want to start a company. Write the name of the company down. But also remember, write down the name of the company. Name your company. Make sure the name that you name your company is a name that no one has ever seen before. Write down the name of your company. Say Acme Global. If there's no such companies called Acme Global, that's your company. Also, remember this. If you decide that you want to start your business doing whatever you want to do, let's say I want to start my business as I want to start a clothing line. Go on it, go on, download Alibaba or AliExpress and look up products on there. Boom, there you go. Write your own labels. Make your own labels. Boom, there you go. Start your own company. Start your own products. Boom, boom, boom. There you go. There you have it right there. I gave you the keys right there. Start AliExpress or Alibaba, whichever one, and look for products on there. Buy some of those products. Buy a few of those products. Test them. See if you like them. If that's the product you want, boom, there you go. Now you're successful. Boom, there you go. Achieve your wealth. Generational wealth right there. There you go. Those are your keys. Until next time, let me tell you something right now. Today, we're going to stop. I'm going to stop and I'm going to cut it. Right now, this is what I want you to do. Today is your day. So today, I want you to realize something. You're going to wake up and you're going to realize that today is the day that you're going to start your generational wealth. You're going to wake up and you're going to start telling yourself, today is my day that I need to become successful. So success is your day. Realize that today is the day that you're going to wake up and you're going to start putting everything into perspective. Today is your day that you're going to make money. You're going to start generalizing wealth. You're going to start putting money into your bank. You're going to start doing this. Also, do this one thing. Everything that you have, you need to do it to the fullest. Become this better person. The greatest person in wealth is all about you. Your success is measured by how hard you work. So today is your day to become the generational wealth that you want. Put in yourself. Tell yourself, I must become successful. I must wake up. I must start working hard. I need to start putting efforts into becoming this great person. Don't let the world shut you down. All right? Hey, each and every one of y'all, I love you. I appreciate you. I want y'all to be successful. I want y'all to love yourselves. Love yourself. Love yourself as if Christ love you. That's someone once told me. And I go, well, okay, what if I'm not a Christian? Well, okay, love yourself as the Creator love you better. much better for that. Love yourself if you love yourself as if someone loved you. You need to tell yourself, today I gotta get this money. Get out there and get this bag. Start doing that. All right, if you're a gamer, get your own server, start gaming. Start doing things. Buy some Bitcoin, buy some stocks. Just do something. Do something that you've never done before that's going to make yourself better than yesterday. Every day, do something different. Every day, do something that's going to be totally different from you. That's what I want you to do. All right? This is your goals today. This is your goals for going on. Do something that you have never done before. All right? Hey, everybody, I love you. This is J.R. Bell from I Got Your Six Podcast. And I love each and every one of y'all. I want y'all to be successfully wealthy. I want y'all to achieve y'all dreams. Put your dreams into reality. When you do that, you'll become successful. All right, each and every one of y'all, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I want y'all to have the greatest things you can have. Follow the dreams. Put your dreams into reality. And I will catch you in the next podcast. All right, I want to see y'all grow. If you do achieve anything, something, anything, one thing, do it to the best. All right, this is J.R. Bell from I Got Your Six Podcast. And hey, Bravo 6 is going dark.